Good day, Sun City, Shadow Hills. Big John here. It's been a while since I talked to you. We've had some hot days out there. We've had some great things happening in the community. I want to tell you that I thank you folks so much that see me out in the community and see me out in the Coachella Valley and stop and talk to me and tell me how you are feeling about the way things are going in your community. It's been very, very positive, and I love to hear from everybody, that especially the ones that are positive. I will listen to the people that are negative to me, but and we'll try and fix those issues as we go along. But the positive make me feel good every day when I get up. So being that as it may, I wanted to talk to you about something that has been very important to this community for a long, long time, and that is what the status is at the Shadows Restaurant. So here we go. I've been asking everybody to wait until we have some information together, and today I have some information for you. On Wednesday of this week at 1 o'clock in the Capistrano Room at the Montecito Clubhouse, they will be taking applications from people that would like to have a say-so in this renovation. Now, we're not saying the renovation's going through. We're doing everything we possibly can to make that happen. And I think it's important to our community to stop losing the money that we've been losing there and try and make it bigger and better and market it better to the outside communities and see what we can do. So again, that's at that's Wednesday this week at 1 o'clock in the Capistrano Room at the Montecito Clubhouse. And then interviews will be held the next day, starting at 9:30 in the La Jolla Room at the Santa Rosa. So you can get more information when you come to the 1 o'clock meeting at the Capistrano Room on Wednesday, and that would be great. Now, applications. So in speaking with our assistant general manager, Vanessa, she has told me that go online, get your application from the Sun City website, and get those applications either into Vanessa as soon as you can, or fill out the applications and bring those to the 1 o'clock meeting on Wednesday. And you can give those directly to the food and beverage chair, who is Kathy Lindstrom. She'll be collecting those up and putting them all together. There will be other members of the food and beverage committee that will be there joining her for those 2 days as well. So what exactly is it we're looking for? Well, she's put together what I think is a wonderful mission statement, and it's this. The mission of the ad hoc subcommittee to the Sun City Shadow Hills Food and Beverage Committee is to, number one, research and recommend a company to do a feasibility report and strategic plan for the development of a tangible operation of the food services for the community of Sun City Shadow Hills through the Shadows Restaurant. That's number one. Number two, work with a hired team to determine if a new renovation will function and complement expansion and renovation of the Shadows Restaurant. Number three, determine and document key operational elements for efficiency, quality, creativity, and a customer satisfaction. That's the mission statement of this committee. And I think it's very important that you consider those three items when you express your desire to become part of this committee. Now, the committee is limited. There will be four additional members in addition to one from food and beverage, one from facilities, and one from the finance, and then four additional members. So qualifications are going to be high here. We need everything we can to make this happen. One of the things that I would like to see myself, and I've expressed this to a lot of people in the community, is that I would like to see a lounge there with a bar that faces out over the golf course. And you're able to look out and see the golf course and see the lake and see the driving range. I'd like to see a patio outside that overlooks that entire area as well. One that you could actually have dinner while we have music on the driving range. Fire pits. There's a lot of things that we would like to see in the renovation of the Shadows. But again, that's going to come down to all the people who are experts in what they do and their offerings to this ad hoc committee. So, and then make the restaurant bigger. I mean, I'd love to see a pizza kitchen where we could have to-go pizzas, where you could come in and get a pizza to go home. You don't have to stay at the restaurant if you don't want. Or possibly even delivery. You know, who knows? I think a pizza kitchen is always a big thing at a restaurant. Pizza oven, I should say. And then a prep area for that. So anyway, so again, don't forget, that's Wednesday, 1 o'clock, Capistrano Room at the Montecito Clubhouse. Not to repeat myself too many times. Let's talk about a couple other things. Let's talk about the dog parks. So y'all know I have two dogs, and I'm a big fan of pets, and I think they are great for all of us to have dogs and share our lives with them. The dog parks will continue to follow the rules of and regulations that we will open the dog parks at 7 o'clock in the morning. There will not be any times that we will be opening them sooner than that, and they will close at dusk. Now, what is the dusk? I'm understanding from our security director, Tui, that dusk right now is considered to be about 7:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., and the dog parks will close. So when security shows up, just remember, they're doing their job, what they're supposed to be doing, and they're going to stick to it. With that, I'll always remind you to make sure that when you're out, I still see people, I don't understand this, I still see people walking their dogs out on the hot asphalt. Please, whatever you do, if you're going to walk your dogs on the asphalt, at least take your shoes off and walk with them. Because it's going to be hot out there and you're not going to do it. So if you're not going to do it, I know the dogs aren't going to do it. So keep the dogs on the grass. Do what you can for the dogs. Appreciate that. Next thing up, I wanted to say what a great feeling it was on 4th of July for the golf cart parade. Oh my gosh, I was so inspired. Right now as I'm talking to you, I get the chills up my back because it was so great to see everybody out there having a good time. For those of you that missed it, let me tell you, it was something to be seen, to see all of those golf carts going down the boulevard in two lanes and everybody honking and waving to the grandkids and stuff that were on the sidelines there on the sides of the streets. And it just was inspiring to get back and have Pete Anderson himself to do the flag raising. Pete, you are a rock in this community, and we really, really appreciate what you and the veterans do for us, because it shows what inspiration we as Americans should show to this country. And Sun City Shadow Hills is inspired by everything that you do for this community. So hats off to you, my friend. Thank you very much. And then a couple other things coming up. Connie and the Lifestyles Desk is working really hard to make things happen for this community. It's been tough because usually things take about a year to plan and make sure that everything goes off exactly right. And Connie has been working so hard to get these things done so that we can do them this year. We have a Halloween spooktacular and parade coming up. One of the things that we have coming up that's on the side is we're doing the President's Cup charity golf tournament. That golf tournament is going to benefit Shadow Hills High School golf team. We're hoping to, we'd love to raise $10,000 for that team. That would be fantastic. And remember, that golf team, they play here at Shadow Hills, at Sun City Shadow Hills. That's where they practice their golf. So it's a great thing. Another thing, I suggest that you try and get out and join some of these clubs. Now, I know the clubs are dark, but now's a good time to kind of investigate and see what clubs fit into your lifestyle. These clubs are going to be starting up. We're going to have August that's going to come and go real fast. And then September, everybody's going to start trying to fill these clubs up. And I'm telling you, there are some fantastic clubs here. It's amazing since I've been president for me to sit down and read some of the statements and things that have gone through the View magazine and what these clubs offer. And club leads, the presidents of these clubs are working really hard to make sure that their club is the best. I had a chance to go the other night to Meet and Eat. And I got to tell you, I don't think there was an ounce of room on that dance floor for anybody else to get out there because it was packed. Meet and Eat, you guys did a fantastic job. My hat's off to you. Really enjoyed my time there. My wife enjoyed her time there as well. So we have a board meeting coming up on Monday, July 26th. Okay, so don't forget about that if you want to come out and talk to us. When you get there, the team members, our team members will have cards there for comment cards. Make sure you take the time to fill those cards out so that we know who's going to want to be speaking and what the issues are. So it gives us a little bit of time to prepare an answer for you as to what's going on in your community. So look forward to seeing you there if you can make it. Again, that's 2 o'clock on Monday, July 26th. One thing really exciting is going to happen that day for us, and I'm excited. I got a chance to meet her this morning. Our new fitness director is going to be announced, and she's kind of been here before, but we brought her back now as a fitness director, and I'm looking forward to what she's going to do for us. Indoor, outdoor classes, all kinds of stuff, whatever we can do to make this community a great place to live. I think it's a great thing for us. We're still looking for advisory committee members. Please, if you have some time to volunteer to your community, advisory committees can sure use the help. They can use the help in any way possible. If you're an expert in the field that the committee has, then that's a good thing for you to try and volunteer for. I would ask you to please take your time to volunteer for the community. The last thing I have for you is I want to go back to something that I originally said when I first was going to run for the board of directors. It wasn't my first desire to run, but when I spoke to enough people in this community, I felt that it would be a good thing for me to run, and I would give everything that I could to this community to make it a better place to live. The first thing I wrote, and I got grief for it from some, and some I got a lot of praise for being very specific. I said to you, I want to be a board member for the people of this community, not for myself. Plain and simple. I live that every day of this community. I'm here for you. I give you my time. I give you my expertise in what I can. And again, whatever I don't know, I will find out. We have a great team here at Sun City Shadow Hills, and I need you all to support them. They do everything in their power to make our place a better place to live. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, and I'll see you out in the field. Bye-bye.